time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Monday was Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, and from his Florida weekend getaway, the president assured us,
No, I'm not a racist. I am the least racist person you have ever interviewed. That I can tell you.
On Friday, there was a proclamation signing at the White House at which the president spoke, as did Isaac Newton Ferris Jr., Martin Luther King's nephew, and the president of the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change, who explained what the holiday was about.
It should not be a day of hero worship. And that's why the Congress agreed with my aunt and also made it a day of service. So that we, on that day, as a matter of fact, at the King Center, we refer to it as a day on, not a day off. It's not a day to hang out in the park or pull out the barbecue grill. It's a day to do something to help someone else. And that can be as simple as delivering someone's trash or picking up the newspaper for that elderly person who can't get to the end of the driveway. Bottom line, you're doing something that benefits someone other than yourself. That's the proper way to remember my uncle and the proper way to celebrate the King holiday. So, President Trump, thank you for taking the time to acknowledge this day. Thank you for remembering that we're all Americans, and on this day we should be united in love for all Americans.
Donald Trump spent the holiday playing golf.
No, I'm not a racist.
Consider that on MLK Day, presidents in both parties have traditionally taken action to mark it. President Reagan, who did initially oppose the creation of this holiday, important to remember, but he did sign it into law under pressure. And the first federal MLK Day was in 1986.
And on this day, the United States of America celebrates for the very first time a federal holiday honoring Dr. King today, January the 20th, 1986.
And more incremental credit where it might be due. Then Vice President George H.W. Bush was standing at the Ebenezer Baptist Church with Archbishop Desmond Tutu, another way to mark today. We've seen president after president stand in front of the nation and at least make an effort to reflect in different ways on Dr. King's legacy. They've addressed the role of King's message and how it plays around the world. President Obama went beyond delivering a speech and did service, words into action. Compare all of that in all those different ways to what we see today, Donald Trump's first MLK Day. He tweeted out a link of his weekly radio address about the legacy, and then he went golfing.
In Detroit, a family was torn apart as Jorge Garcia, a husband and father of two who was brought here from Mexico 30 years ago when he was just 10 years old, was deported. Chances of a government shutdown continue to grow as Republicans on Monday concluded that they'd be unable to reach a long-term spending accord by the Friday deadline. GOP leaders are now turning to a short-term funding measure in hopes of keeping agencies open while talks continue. But Democratic leaders say they're unlikely to support any deal that does not address DACA. There was a bipartisan plan brought to the White House by Lindsey Graham and Dick Durbin, but it was upended during the Oval Office meeting on Thursday, during which the president used vulgar terms to describe poor countries sending immigrants to the United States.
Everybody knows how this went down now.
Yeah.
I know.
Even the White House aides are admitting.
Yeah.
The vulgarity was used.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom Cotton heard the vulgarity.
Yeah.
David Perdue heard the vulgarity.
And we know on background
they
the
lied
is vulgar.
On Sunday morning.
Yeah.
They lied to the American people.
Yeah.
They lied to their constituents in Georgia and Arkansas. They lied to cover the president's racist remarks.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
We also know that Trump tells Durbin and Lindsey Graham to come over to the White House.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a great deal. Let's talk about it.
Sure.
John Kelly stops him before they come over. Mr. President, this is bad for your agenda. This is bad politics.
Bad with the base.
Because we want to keep you at 31%. My God. Yeah. So they come over, and they are blindsided by a bunch of hardliners.
Yeah. And liars, by the way.
And liars.
Hardline liars.
Hardline liars who then, along with a very angry president, were basically saying this deal wasn't going to be done, which is fine. But the president started shouting the vulgarities, which I will say again, Tom Cotton first said he didn't hear it, then lied.
Yeah.
David Perdue first said he didn't hear it and then went on Sunday shows and lied, holding on to the thinnest some manacle difference.
Yeah.
Of presence.
Whether it was house or hole.
Senator Jeff Flake told George Stephanopoulos on Sunday that he had heard about the vulgarities before the story went public.
You just heard Senator Perdue right there saying the president didn't use those words that were widely attributed to him. Do you believe that?
Well, all I can say is I was in a meeting directly afterwards where those who had presented to the president our proposal spoke about the meeting, and they said those words were used before those words went public. So that's all I can tell you is I heard that account before the account even went public. I got the
news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.